And we got a message over here coming from a man, Daniel. We're going to look over here in the third chapter of Daniel.
Yes.
Amen. Daniel, the third chapter and the 10th verse. And we know about this. This is a very familiar chapter here. And we are going to be speaking on Nebuchadnezzar and the Hebrew boys. Praise God. And we know that in them the times here where the king is trying to allow the Hebrew boys to bow down to him. But I thank God for the Hebrew boys. They kept their trust in the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to have, in our times of life, we're going to have interruption. We're going to have adversity. We're going to have problems that will arise. And the devil, he wants to conquer. He wants to allow us to listen to him, man. And he set the rules and regulation. But one thing about it, when you are a child of God, we don't listen to him.
Thank the Lord.
Because he ain't no good fella. He'll have you acting ways. He'll have you doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing. Amen. Have you behaving unseemly.
Lord, yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, if we have a preaching topic tonight, it will be the Lord will show up and he will show out. Amen. One thing about it, when you need him, he's always available. Amen. He'll come to your rescue.
Yes, he will.
Do anybody know about that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He will come to our rescue. When things begin to happen, we can always depend on the Lord. And I thank God for the Hebrew boys. They was, amen. They were young boys. They're what they call Hebrew boys. You know, these weren't grown men. These was boys. Amen. I think they around 11 to 20 years old. Praise God. But they had faith.
Yes.
In the Lord.
Amen.
And they had faith in knowing what God can do. Amen. When we get in our predicaments and our situation, hard situation, we need to just stand on the promise.
Yes.
We need to know that God will never forsake us.
Yes.
Amen. He will come on time.
Yes.
I mean to know he's an on time God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He don't run late. You may run late.
Lord,
he don't run late. He's always on time. That's what makes him God. Praise God. So in our time of trouble, praise God, he will show up and he will show out. Amen. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. He will, in those rough times, he will always provide us with strength and courage and give us the boost and know that, amen, if we keep trusting in the Lord, he'll help us to go right on. Amen. We don't have to waver. We don't have to be sad. Amen. We just know that my God will take care of me. Amen. And we're going to learn it through the scriptures tonight. Amen. And let you know when you get in some rough places, as the Hebrew boys got into some rough places. Amen. But they didn't falter. They didn't, amen, just listen to Satan and listen to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. He was a king that tried to make those Hebrew boys change and do as he wanted them to do. He didn't listen to the music. Praise God. He didn't follow the procedure. They trust in the Lord. How many know when you trust in the Lord, everything will be all right?
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust In the Lord I will trust, in the Lord until I die.
Thank the Lord.
I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield until I die. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield. I will stay on the battlefield until I die. Amen. I don't care what goes or what comes. Stay on the battlefield.
Amen.
We ain't going to back up. We're going to trust in the Lord. And then the Hebrew boys was faithful. They stayed right there. They knew that the Lord will make a way. Amen. And I tell you what, I thank the Lord all through my life. I had trials, trouble, temptation. Amen. Things go on. But I tell you, I put my trust, Brother Emmanuel, in the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
And he was always there to hold my hand. When I feel like I couldn't even walk, amen, he grabbed me by the hand and walked me through the promised land.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Like I said last night, you know, sometimes you may have a little failure. Amen. You may have, amen, a little stumbling block. Something may go in your life and you get a little discouraged. And you may fall, but get back up. Get back up. Amen. Brush off. Praise God. And start again. Praise the Lord. We have to have that strong faith as the Hebrew boys had here. Praise God. Amen. So, we're going to read here coming from a man, Daniel, and we're going to bring out some points here. Praise God. Let's turn to our Daniel, the third chapter. Do pray for us as we look into the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's start at that 10th verse. Praise God. It's a good meat here in this passage of scripture. It said, "Thou, O king, had made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, and all of his stuff that he had." Amen. When you listen to those music, praise God, he wants you to fall down and worship the golden image. Amen. And we know we don't worship no golden image. We don't worship, amen, falseness. Amen. We worship a living God. Amen. The golden image, the calf could not do anything. You don't have no power. It can't heal. It can't save. Praise God. Oh, but I'm so glad as we read through these verses and let you know that you got the who you going to serve. You're going to serve the amen, the image, the amen. You're going to worship the golden image. Praise God. Or you going to do God's will. Praise God. So those boys, Hebrew boys, they kept the faith. Amen. They were determined not to fall down and worship the golden image. Praise ye the Lord. But amen. That's why we have to listen to God. See, God has a way and man has a way. Amen. Who's your king? Who's your father? Who's your servant? You gonna serve God? Amen. Yeah. And me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Praise God. We're going to serve the living God. Somebody that got power in our time of adversity. We can always rely on the Lord. And he will carry us through.
Amen.
Praise God. I could boast on him tonight. Amen. I could boast on him tonight. Because he do what he said he would do. Amen. He said he would never leave us. He said he would never forsake us. He said he will be with us to the end.
Yes.
Amen. When we fall, he'll pick us up. Amen. We can start again. He just don't kick us to the curb. Amen. He give us the strength to go right on.
Yes.
Praise God. So I thank God for the power of God. And that's, that 11th verse says, "And whosoever falleth not down and worship that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So now they're trying to, amen, scare the and bring fear into the Hebrew boys. If you don't, amen, fall down and worship that golden calf or that golden image, praise God, you gonna be, amen. It said, you will be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm so glad I serve a God. I don't care what may try to move me or, amen, try to tempt me. Praise God. And that furnace, I know nobody want to be in the furnace, but I tell you what, I'm not going to listen to you, King Nebuchadnezzar. You can play your music. You can play your flute. You can play your cornet. You can play all of that. Amen. But I'm going to trust in God. Amen. I'm going to do what God helped me to do. Yes. Praise God. Because at the end of the day, you don't have nowhere to put me. Amen. I want to have a relationship. I want to have a long relationship with the Lord. I don't want nothing to stop that. Amen. Relationship. Amen. Things come in our lives and try to stop us and hinder us. But God, we want you to know we got to keep right on. Praise God. I will. You have to have a strong determination. I will serve God and only him. Yes. Amen. Praise God. I am not going to serve nothing false. Praise God. The Bible said there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the fear of the province of Babylon, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. Amen. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Set whatever you want to set up, King Nebuchadnezzar. It ain't going to move those Hebrew boys. Because those Hebrew boys was following God's procedure. Amen. When you're following God, amen, you don't have to worry about anything. God got it. Amen. We live in a time now that everybody's in the home. They got little problems and little trouble, something that's going on. But I want to tell you, put your trust in God, and yeah, God will bring you through. Amen. You don't have to waver. You don't have to scratch your head and think about what shall I do. But you just pulled the no. I will not. I said I will not, and I shall not. Amen. Allow the devil to make me lose my soul. Amen. To worship. Amen. Idols and things that are none effect. But I want to worship a living God. And the Hebrew boys, they want to worship a living God. A God that will be with them in the furnace. A God that will be there with them anywhere they go. Praise God. The Lord will always be there. Stand up for what is right. I don't care what it costs. I don't care if you're going to be tempted to be in the furnace. Stand up for what is right. Amen. Don't waver. Praise God. That's why a lot of folks lose their blessings, amen, in and out, amen. When things get tough and hot battles and fiery trials, amen, then you want to throw the towel in. I can't take this. I can't make it. I'm quitting. No, don't be a quitter. Be a winner. How many know we're winners? We got the winning ticket. We on the winning team. Amen. We, amen. You know, sometimes when folks go to these games, they have to go because you got the defense and the offense. You got, amen, people playing against one another. This team playing against that team and another playing. Amen. And they go to see who's going to win. We ain't got to see who we going to win. When we step in the realms of God, we just on the winning side. We're on the winning team. It don't matter who I'm playing with. Back in Carolina, Duke in Carolina. If some won't Duke, some won't Carolina. Amen. I want Jesus. Hello. He's my team leader. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm sure that today I can vouch for the Hebrew boys. Amen. They was on the winning team. They didn't listen to the loser. Nebuchadnezzar, he was a loser. Amen. He wanted to, show his authority. You know, a lot of people today get a little authority. They wants to, and I think they all of that plus a bag of Dorito chips. Come on, somebody. Amen. But they're nothing without the Lord. When you get the power of God in you, that's what makes you somebody. Amen. Because it's not you, but it's the Lord within you. Amen. He's your hands. He's your feet. He's your mind. Amen. You cannot get out of step when you allow him to lead you and guide you. Amen. We have to walk right in the footsteps of Jesus. See, we got to take time to live holy. We can't get to rushing and running. And amen. Take your time. Just walk in the path of Jesus. Praise God. Long you with him, everything going to be all right. He will defend for you. He will fight your battles. Yes, amen. Yes, he will. Amen. The Lord already told us that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. So we just stand back and point. Lord, you see this. Sometimes people don't do me right. I point at them. I say, Lord, you see him. You see that person. You see how they treated me. You see they're wrong. I don't have to get mad and go grab them by the throat and beat them down. Amen. I let the Lord fight my battle. Praise God. Amen. I know you have problems and troubles. Amen. Learn to just let go and let God. God will work it out. God will turn it around. Here's a classic example of what we read in the night. Praise God. Letting us know God got this. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Turn your furnace up, Nebuchadnezzar. Do what you want to do. You're not going to change me. Hey, somebody. I said, you ain't going to change me because I got a well-made up mind. I'm going on. Amen. Praise God. I'm going on in the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. What verse did we stop on? What one? 13. Okay, thank you. All right. It said, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, now he's upset because those fellows wouldn't just bow down to him and worship the golden image. So he got an attitude, as we call it today. You know how people get an attitude? Amen. They ain't got to say nothing, but you're going to tell. They got an attitude. Sometimes it get pretty close home. Sometimes we that say we're Christians, sometimes we get a little attitude. And we need to say, Lord, give me an attitude adjustment. Let's tone it down. Let's act like God. Let's do his way. Amen. Then you'll stay in the straight and narrow. But here the king, Nebuchadnezzar, he got an attitude. He got furious. And he got enraged. He's mad because they not listening to him. Amen. You got to realize he's not God. The Hebrew boys listen to the living God. So you listen to the devil going to have you, amen, in his domain, and you're going to miss out. Praise God. Listen to the devil. You end up to a place where you don't want to be. Amen. Now, some people don't like to talk about it and some people don't like to say it. But amen, I want to tell you, you don't want to listen to the king. Amen. You don't want to listen to him because he's giving you false information. Amen. He's giving you false hope. But you listen to the living God. And when you listen to the living God, you will go to his heaven. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin cannot enter there. Amen. Now, if you listen to the devil, then there's a hell. Amen. And an everlasting hell. And I don't want to go there. And that's why I try to live so holy. That's why I'm here right now in Wichita to preach the gospel, to remind you that you have a choice. You have a choice to live holy and you have a choice to live unholy. Amen. It's only two places that you will arrive. You arrive either in hell, or you will arrive in heaven. And that's why I'm living, trying to live right. So when I leave from here, I want to go to heaven. Amen. How many want to go to heaven in here? Let me see the hand. Amen. Look out, boy. I'm telling you. Everybody's hands up. Guess what? Good news. You can go. Amen. See, they ain't... The Lord's commandments so grievous and so hard that we can't keep. Amen. See, somebody say, I'm going to say this. Some people say, you know what? And I started agreeing with them in my later years. They say, brother, they said, I can't live a free from sin life. I mean, I can't live that. I have to sin. I, 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 can't, I can't live that life. And Dave's right. They can't live it. Because they don't have the liver. They don't have the God in them. That's the only way how we can live this thing. It ain't we doing it. It's the Lord doing it through us. And you can't do it alone. And they can't live it because you're trying to do it on your own. You need God every step of the way to lead you and guide you. The Bible said he will lead you and guide you into what all truth.
Yes.
You can't do nothing without Christ. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through who?
Right.
Christ that strengthens thee. Amen. Don't try to fight your own battles. Amen. You can't do it. That's why the Hebrew boys, amen, boast on what God will do for them.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to your music. I don't have to bow down to you, the golden image. I'm going to keep my trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And that verse said, and I'm going to stay on the battlefield. See, when you got God, you're not afraid of the devil because you're equipped with the whole armor of God on. How you know? How many of you know that half-dressed saints ain't going to make heaven? Ephesians 6 said, put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
That you'd be able to go against the wiles of the devil. We got to be dressed. The Hebrew boys were dressed. They had the armor on. They had the helmet of salvation. They had the sword of the spirit. They had the breastplate of righteousness. Their feet were shod with the preparation of gospel peace. So they was ready for battle. Amen. And why are we running? And we got all this armor on. Why are people losing out to God? You got the power. But I see people turning their backs to the devil. And they begin to run. The Lord never intended for us to run from him. He, in that armor, he didn't give us a back plate to protect the back. But he gave us a what? Breastplate. You see the difference? So he don't want you to run and turn your back to the devil, but he wants you to face the fight.
Yes.
Amen. You got the breastplate of righteousness. Push the devil. Push the devil out of your life. Push the devil out of your home. Push the devil out of your congregation. Push the devil out of your job. Let him know he got to go. You don't play around with him. And you speak with authority. You can't play. And then look, go. Amen. You got to have some power. You got to have the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let the devil know you're not making me move and run because I'm equipped with the power of God. Amen. And as long as you're equipped with the power of God, you can win the battle. You can go right on. You can, amen. Don't let nothing stop you. You ain't afraid either. Amen. I'm not afraid of the devil. That's why I don't run from him. God got power. The Hebrew boys, amen, wasn't coward, amen, afraid of the devil and afraid of the king and afraid of the spirit of the devil, but they kept their faith in the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for faith tonight. Webster can't give you a good definition for faith. The Bible got the best definition of faith, and that is faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes you're going through some trials and temptation and trouble. You take these eyes and you start looking at all that disaster and all that things that will make you try to turn around. Amen. But you don't say faith to have you look beyond what you see, because faith ain't what you see, but you look beyond what you see and see God, see the Lord, and he's up there beckoning you. You can make it. Come on, my child. Keep moving. Keep going on.
I got you, praise God. So I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're struggling, if problems is arising, if things is going tough in your life, praise God. Don't bow down to the devil. I'm going to show you a proven factor that if you trust God and you hold on to his will, you will survive. Amen. And you will, when you do God's way, you will be truly blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Those Hebrew boys got a promotion. Amen. Because they were living holy and did what God had them do. See, the Lord will lift you up. Amen. You'll be in more wealthier place. Praise God. You'll be in rich soil. Amen. God will take care of his own. Amen. When these things happen tonight, with all this stuff going on in our land and country, just don't look at none of that, because that's not faith. It ain't what you see. And that's why people get discouraged and start gazing after all this different things that are draining their spirituality out of it. Don't even look at that. Look to Jesus. Look to the hill. Amen. Look up and stay focused on the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And this is what the Hebrew boys did. They stayed focused on Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So then it said, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? No, I don't want no parts of it. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sounds of the cornet and the flutes and the sackbut and all the other things, amen, that old music, amen, you need to fall down and worship the image which I have made. Lord Jesus, I don't want no parts of what you have made. Because what you have made will have people to go to a devil's hell. I'm going to trust in God. Praise God.
Yes.
Then it said, well, but if you worship not, you know what? There's consequences. You're going to get thrown in the furnace. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. Now I'm going to ask a question here. How many want to get in the fiery furnace tonight? Well, everybody must be saved then. Is everybody saved? If you ain't saved and you continue to live that unsaved life, this is where you're going to end up in a furnace, but it's going to be the everlasting fire. Amen. I want to go where the Lord. I want to go where the Lord is at. Some people say, I want to go to heaven. I want to see mama when I get there. I want to see Grandma, Aunt Sue. I want to go see him. But you know who I want to see? It's Jesus. I want to see Jesus.
Yes.
I don't know where Aunt Sue went. I don't know where Mama went. I know where she wanted to go. But truly, nobody knows where anybody went.
Yeah.
Hello. Sometimes you say, oh, she was a powerful sister. She used God here around you.
Hmm.
Can I preach in here?
Amen.
Amen. People can put on a show. Right. But when they are not around you and the saints and in the four walls of the home, they could be another person.
Lord.
And that happened quite a bit. Amen. But the Lord is the judge.
Yes.
Amen. He's up high and he looked low. So if you want to go to heaven, then we got to do heavenly things. We got to walk right. We got to talk right. We got to be in his will at all times. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, so it said here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Amen. See how the Lord led them? Know how to talk to the king. Sometimes you can't even answer at that time. Amen. So he said, I won't answer thee in this matter. But if it be so, God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.
Thank the Lord. Amen. That's what you call some faith. Speak up. Amen. And let folks know that, hey, you can call yourself putting us in some furnace, fiery furnace, but I'm going to listen to God. Yes. Amen. Our God, whom we serve, he's able to deliver us from that burning, fiery furnace.
Yes.
And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. And I don't think he was talking fearfully and afraid, but I believe those boys were speaking with authority. I'm not going to serve you. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to answer to you in this matter. My God, my deliverer, my Father, my Savior, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Yes.
And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. King can understand that. I ain't going to deliver you. I got the power, you know. Amen. Amen. Sometimes people think they're a king right here in the United States. I can do this. I got the authority. Amen. When you stand with God, that authority means peanuts. Amen. That means nothing. Praise God. It said, but if not, be ye known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Yes.
So those Hebrew boys just told it like it was. Amen. So you won't be able to say, well, I don't know if they're going to worship me or not. But he said, but it not be it known unto thee, O King, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set. Praise God. Amen. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. So he got upset. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was once to be heated. In other words, he tried to make things even worse. So we're going to turn that thermostat up. Amen. We're going to turn it up 7 times hotter. Amen. That'll get them. You know, that's what he was thinking. That'll get them now. We got that furnace baking. You can hear it popping. You ever had one of them wood stoves? Amen. You get it real hot. You hear that wood just popping. Amen. But let me say this. That's air conditioning. Those heaters, those stoves that we use. This is truly hot. And now it's 7 times hotter. Amen. So most people that put the trust in man and put the trust in themselves, you know, the majority of people would say, well, no, well, I'm bow down. I ain't getting it. But them boys kept their integrity with God. Amen. They didn't waver. And I want to say, when we get in these tight spots, don't waver. I don't care how bad it may seem. Trust the Lord. Stand on his promise and believe in his word. And he commanded the most mighty men that was in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Amen. He just didn't have his versus ordinary means, but he went and got the skilled soldiers. He got the folks that deal with high security. Amen. Make sure that, amen, they do what they need to do to turn that, amen, that thermostat up. He got the most mighty men that was in his army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning furnace. Look at God. Amen. Here's the Lord working. It said, then these men was bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and was cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Look at the Lord. It said, though men was bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats, the whole attire that was all in that fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now that's some heat. Those men that were standing out there looking at them in the fiery furnace, that fire was so hot and it killed them, the heat. They died. And here's Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They want the heat, but they was in the fire. Look at God. Amen. Now, no men died. But now here the holy men inside,
yes,
with flames burning them. I can't say burn them up because he didn't do that, because the power of God was with those boys. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste,
yes,
and spake and said unto the counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose,
yes,
and they walking in the midst of the fire,
yes,
and they have no hurt.
Thank you, Lord.
And the form of the fourth man looked like the Son of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And that's where I got my message topic. The Lord will show up and he will show out. And he's always on time. Those Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace, but the Lord came, amen, right in the fire.
Amen.
Praise God. He always knows when to come. He come at the nick of time.
Yes.
You ever been in a disaster? You ever been in some tight spot? You see how the Lord will show up and he'll show out. He's right on time.
Yes.
How many know he was able to take the heat out of the flame? None of those boys was burned. None of those boys was injured. The Bible said they was walking. Come on, somebody. Amen. They were walking in the midst of the fire. They weren't just in there hollering, oh, it's hot. Oh, Lord, help me get out. They up there walking right in the midst of the fire. And they didn't have no hurt. Look at God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Look what he would do in your time of adversity. When your tough time comes, he will step right in.
Yes,
praise God. They throw three men in. Oh, king, don't understand that. Then we just throw just the three Hebrew boys. Now I see a fourth man there. Praise God. And that was Jesus. Jesus will come on time. He will help you out of your problem. He is a problem solver God. He will turn things around. He will fix it. How many know he's a great fixer? Praise God. Amen. Didn't he say he would never leave us, not forsake us? Praise God. So he didn't forsake those Hebrew boys. He went out there, amen, with the power and allowed no hurt to take place. And the Bible said, and the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come on out of there and come hither. Then Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw the men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, Nah was a hair of the head seen.
Thank the Lord.
Neither were their coats changed.
Yes.
Nah, the smell of the fire hath passed on them. Mm. Amen. That's a miracle. Praise God. Sometimes when you just have a wood stove in your home, you just walk by the wood. Amen. Then when you go out, you smell like the stove. But now these folks was in the flames. These folks was right in the midst of that fiery furnace. And this was a powerful. It said the hair and the head didn't even singe. You know, if you... You know, if you caught a fire, you know how you, if, amen, people burn, get caught in fire, all the hair just get burned and you ain't got nothing. It's, amen. And you're smelling like smoke. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord was there and he allowed this victory to take care of these brothers. They didn't burn. The hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, meaning that they didn't, you know, when you get fire, your coat will change. Amen. One color to another. It might have been a red coat, but now it's a black coat. Amen. With the ashes. Praise God. Now the smell of the fire had passed on them. I tell you what, this is a miracle. And I thank God tonight. I want to say in the fear of the Lord, whatever you're going through, I want to let you know the Lord will be on your side. The Lord will show up for you. Amen. Have he shown up for you before? Praise God. When you need him, he will show up and he will show out. He will show up blessing and working a miracle. Amen. And nobody can do that but God. Praise God. The living God. So that's why I boast on him. Amen. Because he can do above measure. He can do all things. We don't have to be discouraged, amen, with all these things that's happening. We can lift our head up and God will come and he will bless us. Only thing you got to do is call on the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you. Amen. I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to get discouraged. Amen. Things will happen pretty rapidly, but I'm going to still hold on. How many know if you hold on just a little while longer? Amen. The Lord will come to your rescue. Praise God. Then it said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on, somebody. That tune done changed, ain't it? Amen. Look, conversion is taking place. Amen. He don't sound like the same, amen, king. Amen. He don't sound like that fury king that's mad and doing all that, trying to burn folks and all. And I want to say this, right in our country today and land the country, see, folks can change. Only thing you need to do is pray. Amen. You can be the King Nebuchadnezzar. You can be the King Johnson. You can be King anybody. Mm-hmm. Amen. The Lord can change. Take that bad heart out, that hatred off, and put the heart of greatness. Amen. So it don't matter. When you stand up for God, folks can't do nothing but say, hey, man, this had to be the Lord. Look, the fourth man there, they didn't even get sins. I know that made him think, oh, man, I tell you what, I need to serve this man. I need to serve your God. Praise the Lord. It said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
yes,
who has sent his angels and delivered his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Look at God.
Amen.
Amen. He can work the same way today. He can change some things. He can make people change their mind. They may have a corrupt heart and lashing out all types of evil. But I tell you what, you serve the living God. You stay anchored in the Lord and don't move from your faith. Stand on the rock. The Lord will come and he will let folks know that that man serving a real God, a true God.
Yes.
Amen. He said, therefore, I make a decree. Now listen, that every people, nations, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. Uh-oh. And their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. So he was sold. He know nobody can do that but God. And that's a good example. You know, sometimes we may get persecution against people. People may call us everything but a child of God. But through this message, you just keep living saved. You just keep doing the right thing.
Yes.
You just keep pursuing God. Amen. You'll win them. Amen. I done seen that happen. Praise God. They try to win you over, but you won them over. Amen. So just stay steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. It said, then the king promoted. See, they even got a promotion. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So upon conclusion of this message tonight, I want to tell you, the Lord took the heat out of the flame. Amen. You may have some blazes around your in your life. You may have some blazes. You may have some fires. Amen. You might be having some fiery trials. But I'm here to tell you, the Lord can bring it to a squeak and a halt, meaning that he can diminish it. We're not serving a peon God that cannot do nothing. We're serving a God that can do all things.
Amen.
Now I'm gonna tell you something that happened to me, and the Lord, amen, did the same thing for me. See, I read the word and I appreciate the word, but when you personally have a incident that took place and how the Lord showed up and he showed out, amen, right on time. I was a few years ago. It was probably 5 years ago. And I preached this same message in Durham, North Carolina, and about how the Lord will show up at on time. He'll protect you. He'll be there with you. He'll take the heat out of the flame and all of this. Amen. So I had experienced that. After I left church, I did an afternoon run. I had an afternoon run on my snack truck, and I was out there in this community. And I waited on these people and gave them what they wanted to buy out the truck. And then I was pulling off. And then somebody was running real fast. Hey, hold on. And I'm thinking they was trying to stop me to get some more snacks or whatever. Mm. But when they came to the truck, he was kind of a little short guy. And young guy, probably about 20, 21, 22. And he had a gun.
Hmm.
And he pointed right at me. He said, give it up.
Lord, have mercy.
And I didn't even know what to say, but I tell you one thing, the Lord kept me so peaceful. I didn't even get a raise. And I didn't say nothing. He said, give it up. Then he said, give it up. And then I looked and I said, why do you want to do this? I said, why do you want to do this? And he kept his hand pointing at me. I saw the trigger finger on that gun. He was trying to shoot me.
Mm.
Look at God. The Lord took the shoot out of the gun, just like he took the heat out of the flame.
Mm.
Amen. That gun wouldn't even shoot.
Mm.
So the Lord told me, go to the driver's seat and sit down and take off. And brother, I took off.
Lord,
amen. As the folks used to say, I peel rubber. Amen. And I didn't tell no more that night. I went home. And I went home praising God, because I could have been gone.
And the Lord just prepared me because I just preached that message. I said, now look here. God was warning me. So I was strong. I just preached that sermon. So amen. So the devil started trying to test me. But when you're on God's side, how many know God will take care of you? He will defend for you.
Yes, he will.
And I drove for 30 some years, over 35 years on that ice cream truck. I knew the chief of police there in Durham, North Carolina. He was my friend. He said, they call me JC. Amen. I like those initials because it's the same initials as Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, JC, you need to get you a pistol. I know you're a man of God. I know you're a preacher. But you need some heat on this truck. Did I take his advice? No. The Lord is my heat. God bless you.